During Kiddush Levana, there's a couple of different interesting psukim and maimers that we say. We start off saying, we have references to our oivim, they shouldn't be able to harm us. The question is, why do we mention that during Kiddush Levana? We then say, again, we ask that the pachad should fall on our enemies. Why are we mentioning the enemy so much over here? And then we switch around the pasuk. We say it backwards. Kevin Yudmazarcha Bigdoil. Why do we say it backwards? Is another question. And then we say the words David Melch Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. Question is, what does that have to do with Kiddush Levana? And then we go on to the Shalom Aleichem and Aleichem Shalom. And what question is, what does that have to do with Kiddush Levana? We after Shalom Aleichem we say Siman Tov Mazel Tov Yehilanu Chai Yisrael Amen. And again, what does Siman Tov have to do with Kiddush Levana? So we have a lot of different psukim, different things we say. It's not so clear how they all tie in together and what they have to do with Kiddush Levana. Paiskim explain all these different things in different ways, but there's a beautiful hezber that I saw in Achrayim. Each one says a little bit of a different nusach, but the main idea is the same. And let's all pee the Gemara over here in Roshana Daf Chafei Amud Aleph, where the Gemara brings down a maysa that Rebbe told Reb Chiya when he saw the Levana and he wanted to be made on the Levana, so he told him, Zil Ein Tav V'Kadosh Eliyarcha, go to a different place called Ein Tav and be Mekadosh it over there. And Mishal Choy Simnan, send me a Simnan, David Melch Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. Send me as a Simnan, as a secret code, David Melch Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. And Rashi explains that the Gayim were Geyser not to be Isaac in the midst of Kiddush HaChadosh, Kiddush HaLevana, and therefore he had to go to a place where nobody would realize that he's doing it. And as a Simon, he couldn't tell him straight out that he was in the Kaddish Lechaydish, in Kaddish Levana, because they would find out. So he told him to send him a Simon, David Melchizal Chai V'Kayim, because we find that David is compared to the Levana. It's a reference to the Levana. And that was sort of the secret code to let them know that the Levana was Niskaddish. So I saw the, based upon this, the Panovich Rav, in a speech that he gave in South Africa, who is Masber, this whole Indian of a lot of the psukim that we say over here, and he said that if the Gayim or Gayim are not to be Isaac and Kiddush HaChadosh, Mistama Kiddush Levana was also something that they did not allow, and anything with the Levana, the very Machbin that Yidden shouldn't do. It happens to be that the Bracha of Kiddush Levana, some Achenim understand it is related to Kiddush HaChadosh. Some Achenim have their Girsa instead of ending off like we say, Baruch Ata Hashem Mechadosh Chodashim. There, the Girsa Mekadosh Chodashim. Sounds like it is related to Kiddush HaChadosh. The Emek Bracha speaks about this, how we could say this Nusach even today, but Al Kapanim, there is an element of Kiddush HaChadosh over here. So Al Kapanim, it was something which a Goyim did not allow to do, Kiddush Havana, but Kiddush Havana has to be done out in the open. You have to go out and see the moon. It's not something you could do, you know, hidden in your house. So what would they do? So the Yidden would go out, they would go out to the outskirts of the city, into the woods, and pretend they're just going for a stroll, and then when they would see the Levana, they would secretly be Mekadosh it without the Goyim realizing that they're being Mekadosh the Levana. Now, once in a while, one Yid would be there and he would bump into another person, and he didn't know, is that person another Yid? Halonu ata letzarenu, maybe it's one of the Goyim who's going to be makbin on him. So there was a certain pachad when that would happen. So he says that was as a code, they would say the words David Mechazal Chai V'Kayim. They didn't want to say we're going to Mekadosh and Levana in case this person was not Mishalanu, but he would say David Mechazal Chai V'Kayim. That's a remez, the simon for Kiddush HaLevana. And then the other Yid would say back to him, Shalom Aleichem, I'm also a Yid. And then he would say back to him, Aleichem Shalom, I'm a Yid. And that is sort of the, as a zecher to what they used to do, we Chazal, or the Misakhne HaTfila, incorporated this into Kiddush Levana, that we have the David Mechazal Chai V'Kayim, which was the Simen, the Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem HaShalom, which is what they did when they realized they're Yidden. And perhaps it could be Meisif Lefi this, that's why we say Simen Tov Mazdav, Yilonu Chai Solomain, that it should be, being the David Mechazal Chai V'Kayim was given as a Simen, as the Gemara says over there. So we say it should be a simon type for us as well when we say these words, David Melch Yisrael Chai V'Kayim, and that's mistama why we say the psukim of Tipalim and Masav Afachad and Lo Yochlu Kol Ivan Lingabi L'Ra, because when they went out to do this, they risked the Ivan being upset at them and harming them, and therefore those psukim all remain part of the brach of Kiddush Levana Adayim Azad. That's how the Panovich Rav says it over. I saw a different nusach brought down in the Sefer Nefesh HaRav. Actually, it's in the Sefer Mipnini HaRav. So he says that a little bit of a different nosoch. He says Matsasi Kosov. He says he found this written. It doesn't say where he saw this, so I don't know who he's quoting it from, but it is interesting. In the Sefer Shiuri HaRav, he brings this down B'Shem Rabbeinu, so it sounds like this is B'Shem Rabbi Yashaber. Nefesh HaRav seems to be quoting it B'Shem someone else, but Al Kapanim, this is the following beer that they say, that this is similar to the Panovich Rav, but it's more benegia to the Edom who came to be made on the Kiddush HaChadosh, so it's Mavur in the Gemara, that they they didn't know it wasn't the Baitusim and Stukim were Mekalkel, and sometimes Edom would come that are not good Edom. They wanted to be Mekalkel, and Bezin didn't know, are these good Edom, are they not good Edom? So they, again, needed some type of code to know if these people are Kasher Edom or not. So they say that part of the code was that the Ed would say, Tipo Olam and Masa B'Fachad, and then they would say it the right way, then they would say it backwards. That was sort of like a secret code to say that they are Mishalanu and they're not coming to be Mekalkel. Or they would say these words, Davin Melchisel Chai V'Kayim, as a code, because again, that's a remez to the Indian of Kiddush Levana. And this was a secret code that if a person was not Mishalanu, they wouldn't know it. And in that way, they would be able to weed out those Edom that are coming to be Mekalkel. So they would say these different things, the Tipa Olam, backwards and forwards, and then they would say the Davin Melchisel Chai V'Kayim as a code. And after they realized that they're good Edom, then the Bezin would say to them, the three members of the Bezin would say Shalom Aleichem, each one would say Shalom Aleichem, that, you know, we're Mekabel you as good Edom. And based upon that, that became the minig to say back. Nowadays we say Shalom Aleichem as well, three times, Kenega, what they did back then. And he says that that's why, even though it's Masha from the Ramad, they say Shalom Aleichem to one person, Kimo Palmim L'Chaveray, but by many people, the minig is to say to three different people. Perhaps that's because a zecher to that minig, that it was originally said by the three different Chavri Abezin, and he would say back to them, Aleichem Shalom. So as a zecher to that, it became the minig to say it to three people, not to one person. But Al Kopanim, that is a similar hasbro in what's going on over here, that these psukim that we say, whether it's the Davin Melchisel Chai V'Kayim or the Shalom Aleichem, it's all a zecher to the secret codes they had back then to try to be Mekanesh HaLavan or Mekanesh HaChodesh without people realizing, and that's why we focus on the Ivan and the all those people who want to be Mekalkel, they shouldn't be able to affect us and be Nagia in us L'Ra. And I think Lefi all the Pshatim, that's where we end off with this Pasuk Simen Tavu Mazdav Yehei Lanu Chayis Olamein. What is the Simen that we're talking about? As the Gemara says, that these words, David Melchisel Chai V'Kayim, is a Simen, Shlach Li Simna. So we're saying that the Simen of David Melchisel Chai V'Kayim should talk be a Simen Tavu Mazel Tov, and we should be Zeichem Etz Hashem to go back to the time when we're able to once again be Mekadosh the Levana.